1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Get a copy of the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD at 877-616-PHIL. It's 877-616-7445. And for only $20, it's yours. And all of the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We've raised $91,780.50. I can't thank enough the people who have actually called up and ordered the CD and helped us out. We appreciate that. And this is coming to the end of January, National Woman Appreciation Month, among the other things that January has been. Rudy Canoza is with us. Rudy is a businessman, but he is also a writer, and he's written a very interesting pamphlet called What Women Want, which, Rudy, interestingly enough, is similar to the title of the Mel Gibson movie, isn't it?
You know, I thought about calling Mel up and saying to him that he owes me some money, but I don't think he would take my call.
Okay, well, what women want, I guess, is a fairly common phrase, and I guess it's a question a lot of men ask and want to have answered. And you've printed up a pamphlet on what women want, and you're giving this out for free to any man who is interested in answering that question, right?
Yes. Well, Phil, it's interesting to see if a man is truly interested in what a woman in his life wishes, if it's a wife or if a girlfriend. A woman wants all kinds of things, but it's not beyond what a man can give her.
Such as?
A woman likes a father figure, a man who will provide life's necessities, but who will discipline, who can provide gifts, the fun of travel, a man who can teach them things, a man who will hold them when they are frightened in the night, a man who can say no. You may not spend that money. No, you may not go out in that dress. No, you may not go with your girlfriends tonight. You must stay with me.
So a father figure.
So a father figure, yes. Someone who is going to direct the energies of the woman, because women have an energy that must be directed.
Do you think women need smart men?
I think women want a smart man. I think a woman without a smart man, a man who is intelligent, a man who is as intelligent as another woman will, and I'm sure you know this, Phil, tend to be looser. Women will get a little too familiar with the street corner.
What you're saying, if a woman doesn't have a guy who's intelligent and who's smart, they'll get more familiar with a street corner. What does that mean?
I think you know, Phil, as well as I do, that given the right time and the right place, a woman is capable of anything. And I think if she does not have a strong man in her life, she becomes a bit more familiar with a street corner. She becomes more familiar with a crosstown bar, a place where she can sit and forget herself, forget who she is and who she is with. So you must be strong for her.
All right, so she needs a smart guy so she doesn't turn into a slut.
I didn't say slut. I said,
well, you're saying that if she doesn't have a smart and strong man, a woman naturally gets more familiar with a street corner. You know, there's an old saying.
Right.
It's called, you know, and I'll clean it up for the radio, crap runs downhill. You've heard it, I'm sure.
Yes, I have, and I think that totally applies. That a woman is as beautiful and sexy as she is going to become more familiar with a street corner, because without the strength of a man.
What else do women... This is an interesting... What else do women want?
Women want warmth.
Right.
But they want you to be angry, if necessary. Women want sensitivity, but they want it to be... they want it to be firmly escorted from a bar if they are out of line with some guy. So they wish for you to be sensitive. I'll tell you, my girlfriend last year, who I'm not seeing anymore, but because we had the falling out. But I remember she was in a bar, she was talking to a man, and I walked in and I grabbed her by the arm and I pulled her out.
And she didn't get angry?
No, she appreciated that. So they want freedom. But if you see they are having drinks with their girlfriends, they do want you to come in and claim them, to come in and say and direct them to your car. So in other words...
It sounds to me like women don't know what they want.
Well, they do know what they want, but they want a little of this, they want a little of that.
Wouldn't that be embarrassing for a woman who's sitting there having drinks with her girlfriends to have her man come in and say, get in the car?
No. She looks at her girlfriends and she says, do you see this tiger that I've got? Look at the caveman that I have, telling me to get in the car, ordering me to get into the car. look at how he's pulling me out of this bar. They say they don't like it, but when push comes to shove, they love it. And they want, and women want to be, they want to be loved, getting, but not also, they want a man to take control of their passions, as one would a wild beast. So that is also part of this equation.
Rudy, hold on for a minute. I want to give our number out. 1-800-449.
Sure.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, talking to Rudy Canoza about what women want. National Woman Appreciation Month. All of this stuff sounds really, it sounds like throwback stuff, Rudy.
Well, sure. It's because we have never should have left the idea that a woman wants a strong man.
Yeah, but you're saying she wants a father figure, a guy who's going to mete out discipline, a man who's going to say, no, you may not spend that much money. I mean, I was taking notes here.
Well, I hope a lot of men are taking notes.
Well, hold on. You say that she wants a guy that will firmly escort her out of a bar if she's talking to a guy. She wants a guy that's going to come in and claim her if she's having drinks with her girlfriends. Doesn't that sound like a lot of chauvinistic stuff?
No, not at all.
It doesn't?
No, not at all, because I am not saying that you cannot have freedom. I am saying the man does this with the approval. Women want men to remind them that they have a duty and obligation to keep their bodies in shape, to keep their mind. I will tell you that I had a girlfriend, not last year, this is the girl that I'm going with now, as a matter of fact, and I'm constantly on her about working out to keep her body in shape, to tone and to slim, but they also want men to be, to remind them to tastefully apply makeup, even if it's just going to the grocery store. Women want lust and passion, but a man can be a father confessor, reminding the women of her duty to God, that she must be beautiful, that she must be humble, that she must be obedient, that she must be a good student, that she must be thrifty, skillful in the bedroom, in the kitchen, and finally she must be slim. These are the things that a woman wants and that a man should remind her of.
All right, Rudy Canoza with us, 1-800-449-8686. Dinah on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I was just listening to his comments about that women are capable of anything if they don't have a strong man in their life. And, you know, I think that people in general are capable of anything if they are not a strong person themselves.
But the women are different.
How so?
Because women come from a orientation that they remember their father being strong with them and spanking them when they were bad.
And men didn't get spanked either?
Not the same relationship with their father.
But
we're not talking
you.
About men. We are talking about women.
Mothers
and sisters and wives.
You.
But I am telling you what you want because as a woman, you are not programmed really to tell the truth to a man.
Okay.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Because women mislead men because they say if they tell a man the truth that they want sensitivity, then the man is going to be too sensitive and he's not going to be the animal.
Wait.
If they say they want an animal, then he will be too much of an animal. He will not be sensitive enough. So women are programmed to lie to the man.
See, that's ludicrous.
But
that's
Dinah,
ludicrous.
Dinah,
because women can sit and say that
but
men
you know you are
programmed.
A liar. You know you are a liar. Don't you?
I don't
well,
lie.
Wait. Don't call her that, okay?
That's one thing I don't do, and that's one thing that I pride myself in, is that if I die, people will say that that woman never lied to me.
All right, let me say this.
Because I do not lie.
Because I was listening to this lady last hour on the Phil Henry Show. Do you ever ask your husband to pull your hair during sex? Of course you don't. You don't, even though you know you want that. You lie.
Why
is she lying?
And this crazy woman that he was talking to is that
you are women.
For me, when I want something passionate, it doesn't cause me pain.
I am having a weekend seminar at the airport, and if you want to refer yourself or your daughter to me for this consultation, we'd be happy.
Well, I have a 2.5-year-old daughter.
Oh, she's too young, of course. But I thought if you had an older daughter, we could talk about it. But the number is 213-251-3189. If you want to be part of this seminar, Don't lie.
I don't think
because the lies...
Well, you keep referring to this lady lying, okay?
No, but the women lie. They don't know why they lie, but they lie.
All
well,
right.
I guess that you've had a
you
really.
Do not want to
I
be
guess
fat.
That I guess that maybe you've had a really bad time with women.
Well, I love
you've had
women.
A lot of women that have lied to you in your life.
I love women.
So
I love
well,
them.
And I don't know how you could love women if you're saying that they're all liars.
No, but
why
I know
would you want to live with someone who lies to you?
Because I know the truth. She cannot lie to me. I know the truth.
Oh,
just
so,
as I know that you are lying to me now.
So but now you're not, a mind reader, right?
I know that you are lying. I'm not a mind reader, but there's something about you, Tina, that tells me you are lying. Now, if you don't want to be spanked, well, you don't want to be spanked. You don't want that?
Well, how did this get onto a sexual topic?
No, but what I'm asking you...
I mean, lying
I
and sex, I mean, I don't understand.
Women want spanking in the diaper. And
okay, hold on for a minute. I got to get some ground rules. Thank you, Dinah, for your call. What are we talking about here?
What
are we talking about here, man? Spanking in a diaper?
No, I'm saying this is part of the dynamic has to do with a father figure. And
you're asking her if she wants to put on a diaper and be spanked?
No, I'm saying to her, she knows she wants a strong man, yet she will not say the truth to me. That's why I know she lies. She lies like a rug. And for her to say, no, Rudy, I don't want to be spanked, I know this is a lie. And it will hurt her, but I can get the truth.
All right, that number is, I just wrote it down here, Rudy.
Yes, it's 213-251-3189 to be a part of the seminar.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our talk line here. Rudy Canoza with us for National Women's Appreciation Month. And What Women Want is the name of the pamphlet that he's written. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. We get Rudy back on here. Rudy Canoza, his pamphlet, What Women Want, part of National Women Appreciation Month. You laid out a whole bunch of things here about what women want, Rudy. And the thing that I found, you know, if we don't get this microphone fixed and every day I'm... Okay. It keeps... I don't know how to put this, but it keeps sagging. Well, I just put it that way. It keeps sagging. And so, Rudy, you're saying what I want...
Phil, if I could interrupt, what women want is not to hear a man say that he's sagging, whether you're talking about your microphone or...
No, but seriously, man, okay?
Oh, seriously, what I'm saying to you is that a woman, mothers and sisters and wives and daughters that are listening to this broadcast right now, or if you are a man who has a sister or a daughter or a wife who would like to spend the weekend at our seminar... Please call it 213-251-3189.
Well, beyond plugging the seminar, you're saying that women want a strong father figure, they want warmth, but they want to be pulled out of a bar.
Yes.
Why?
Because they want to know that you love them. And if they are drinking with their girlfriends and suddenly they see you, subconsciously they are thinking, I hope he comes in here and pulls me out of this bar and pushes me into the car and makes me go home with him and then gives it to me good and rough. And
boy, I'm having, I don't know, if it must be me or the show we're having today. I'm having a hard time with all this rough sex reference.
I'm not talking about rape.
No, but you said, take me home and give it to me rough.
Hey, I'm talking about a little bit of loving hair pulling, a quick slap to the hip, a quick pull of the hair, and off you go.
Like you're riding a horse.
Like you're riding a horse, yes.
All right, here is Susan on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I disagree with Rudy wholeheartedly. I'm a woman who knows exactly what she wants, and none of what he's saying is what I want.
No, but again, as I said, the women are not honest. You can take all the calls from the women in the world, Phil, but they're all going to tell you something different. Women are liars when it comes to what they want. They make men guess what they want, but they never will come out to say this. Women don't mind... if you are a little bit rough with them. They don't want to be bruised, but they don't mind if you're a little bit rough with them.
They don't mind if you're... What does that mean, a little bit rough with them?
Pretend like you work for the phone company. Put on a plaid shirt and some jeans and some work boots. That's all I mean. Walk into the bedroom while she is eating chocolates and reading a book in her negligee and say to her, I was outside working on the pole but I think for you to work on another kind of poll, if you understand what I'm saying. And then
what's she supposed to do? I guess if she knows it's her husband, what does she do? She laughs?
No, she don't laugh. She's inflamed by the passion.
Dress up like a what?
Like a telephone repairman.
All right, here is Fran on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. Rudy says that women don't know what they want. I've been single for 20 years, and I have everything I want. And
that's fine, but you are not honest with a man about it. I did not say that you don't know what you want. I said you are not honest with a man about it.
All right, here is Nicole on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
You see what I'm saying, Phil? In other words, the women can say, I know what I want. He's not saying what they want, but they lie.
No, I think you're totally wrong.
Women lie. They lie to men.
No, men may lie to women. Okay, women may lie at some point, but not in a relationship like that. I think you're a control freak, is what I think you are.
Women lie because
you are a control freak, and you are going to twist the story around
so
that a woman sounds like he is lying.
How does this story go? If I am twisting the story, you tell me if a man puts a sock in his pants that you will not look? Go ahead, lie
no,
to
I'm
me.
No, I'm sorry,
lie
I won't.
Me.
That's not the first
You're
place
a liar.
I look when I'm staring at a man.
You're a liar.
Oh, come on. Give the woman a benefit of the doubt.
She's lying. Because you know that women check men out there. But she won't tell you the truth. Isn't that right, Nicole?
No,
of
you
course.
Know what I listen for? Like individuals like you, the first thing that comes out of their mouth, which is a bunch of BS.
No, what you need
you
to do
are
is
a man
understand.
Who grew up with a mother who was in control of the family,
a
female, and you don't like it, and now you're going to take it out on every other woman,
family.
Calling
and
us liars and sluts.
No, I did not say slut. I said if you don't have a strong man in your life, you will tend to go to the street corner.
No,
you know
that is
your,
not true. You know what a lot of women do that don't have a strong man in their life?
What?
They go home and they take care of the family that they have already existing. They may go home and read a book. They may go home and relax and watch television. They may stay late after work. But no, they don't go to a street corner.
No,
they don't hang out in a bar. And they don't miss men.
I didn't say that.
Because we don't need you for that.
So you're a lesbian.
Okay.
You a lesbian?
No, I'm not a lesbian. Are
you
a fag?
No, of course I'm not.
I love women.
I love women. I make love to women.
No, you don't.
Yes,
you
I do. I make
love to yourself and
women.
Use women as your object, just as if you were jerking off, okay?
You should watch your language. Children could be listening.
I don't think so. If they're listening this late at night...
This late at night?
Then they
it's
probably have
central.
Fathers like you that are out speaking this way about their mother.
And you're telling me that you don't go to the street corner if you don't have a strong man?
No! What, are you some kind of a weirdo?
No, I'm not
a weirdo. Let me guess.
But
are you
the
one that hangs
right.
out at the street corner
oh, yeah,
hoping to pick up these women?
I was going to ask you, Rudy, what do you mean they go to the street corner? I mean...
Listen to me. If a woman does not have a strong man willing to take her out of the bar when she is drinking too much, willing to tell her, no, you may not spend money on those clothes, she begins to go in every direction until next thing you know, she goes to the store to buy the sexy clothes. She hangs around a lamppost on a street corner, asking a man for a light, asking a man in the military uniform, a sailor, have you got a light for the cigarette? That kind of thing.
What is this? Is this some Popeye cartoon hanging around a street corner? I mean, this lady here said...
This lady is lying. Like all the women who call
lying.
It a lie.
I'm not
all right,
lying.
Ma'am. Thank you for your call. So every woman who's going to disagree with you tonight is lying.
They lie. I don't know why they lie, but they lie.
Well, they don't all lie, do they?
No, they don't all lie. But most of the women, if you know what it is they are thinking, they cannot stand that. They will lie.
All right, here's Teal on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Teal, yes, ma'am.
Yes, how are you tonight?
Fine.
Tonight your night must be for weirdos. I'm telling you, I listened to that lady and now this idiot. You know what he needs?
I didn't call this lady a name. She calls me a name. I'm an idiot.
Can I please
because
talk?
Because I happen to know. No, not if you call me a name, you can't talk.
Now, what
if I called you a slut? Would you like that?
Whatever you want.
Look, and let's not call anybody any names here.
You don't know me.
No. But
and I am saying that you want warmth, but you also want to be escorted out of a bar.
What I am saying.
What are you
is
saying?
That maybe.
Are you slim?
Listen.
Are you slender?
Women, and then
are you beautiful?
To them.
Are you humble?
Shut up,
will you? Look, Teal, hold the line here. Get Rudy under control. I got to take a break. I got to go see a man about a dog. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Is Teal there? Teal?
Yes.
You there? And Rudy, you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
I'm going to ask you something, Rudy. Why do you think every woman calling up here tonight is lying to you? And
I don't want to answer that.
Well, answer it.
Because they will not tell the truth. If they tell the truth about how they wish to be controlled by a man, then they feel they will lose their equal rights for a family, for the vote and the equal pay for a job.
So therefore they have to lie and pretend like they really...
that they're strong. But in point, they want a man to control them.
Okay, Teal, go ahead.
Okay, my opinion on that is my husband is a very good husband. He takes care of me, but I also have a job.
What if you're in a bar?
Well, first of all, I don't go to bars now that I'm married.
That's right, because okay. Your husband won't allow it.
No, my husband would allow it. Last night I went out.
You did go to a bar.
You see how she lies?
You see how she lied?
But the way you're talking is you're making it sound like I went with my husband. You're making it sound like I go out to bars. You make it sound like I go out to bars to pick up on a guy.
But
in reality, I don't.
You said you didn't go into the bar, and then you said you did go into a bar. So you lie. And this is what I mean about a lie.
You know what your problem is that you twist and turn everything women have to say.
And how did I twist and turn when you said you did go into the bar, and you said last night you went into a bar?
Let me ask you a question.
You lied to me.
Let me ask you a question. What nationality are you?
I am Argentinian.
Okay, that answers my question.
Because what does that answer for you, that I am a strong man?
99% of Argentinian men or South American men or Iranian or
Iraqian?
India, they all can try to control their women. Try to control it. And you know what?
In my
country, is not like that. We are American women, and if we want to go to a bar, we can. The problem with you is that you don't like women going in bars because automatically you think we're trying to pick somebody up.
No, if a woman goes into a bar and she has too much to drink, she falls back on her animal nature. And that's why the man must go in.
On her animal nature.
And the way for a man to get a woman from the bar is to promise her the oral sex in the future, which is for Argentinian men, is to say, la 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 la.
I'll talk to my husband.
Yes, but your husband should entice you from the bar by saying, blah, blah, blah.
You know what I had to drink last night?
What did you have?
7-Ups.
You had 7-Up in country and Canadian club?
I had 7-Up. That is it. Sugar
you
free.
Had 7 who?
7-Up the drink.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you this,
Teal. Your mind is in the gutter.
No, it's not in the gutter. It's in the height.
What you're doing is you're just falling right into the sewage.
Mom.
Your mind is in the gutter.
My mind is up where we belong. You remember this song?
Yeah, in the gutter.
I will tell you this, that in my life, when I have said to a woman who has been in the bar with her girlfriends, hello, for Sonia, hello. Then she comes out.
What is that?
That is Argentinian. It is to incite the passion in a woman.
By going blah, 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 blah?
And you're talking about my animal nature?
No, the animal nature. Let me read a song. This is from a song by... This is a song.
You're so off that you are actually funny.
Teal, if you're in the bar and you're bellying up to the bar with your girlfriends, perhaps you are speaking to the bartender. Perhaps the band has taken a break and you're talking to the bass player. And your husband says to you, Teal,
my husband wouldn't do that. That would be degrading to me.
Absolutely. In a bar?
Well, I was just asking.
Okay. Teal, thank you very much.
Okay.
1-800-449. What is this?
This is a song called Johnny Get Angry. It was written in 1962. It proves my point. This was written, it was sung by Johnny Summers. And if I may.
It's a song.
Yes. Johnny, I said we were through just to see what you would do. You stood there and hung your head, made me wish that I was dead. Oh, Johnny, get angry. Johnny, get mad. Blah, 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 blah. Give me the biggest lecture.
Okay, what is this song?
It's Johnny, get angry.
Johnny, get angry.
Because that's what the woman wants.
I don't know that tune.
It was a big hit. 1962.
Well, whatever, man. I never heard of the tune.
By Joni Summers.
Joni Summers. Okay, great.
But she wants her man to get angry. And she wants him to give her a lecture. And he won't. And she doesn't like it. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, let me go to another call here. Marcia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't believe, Rudy, that you're for real.
You don't think I'm for real? If you wish to speak to my girlfriend, you are more than welcome.
No, I've been married for 25 years.
Two
to a really
and three.
Strong guy. He's active duty military, really He-Man stuff.
There you go.
And if he had treated me like you...
You like the He-Man.
He would have been out on his patootie
you
a
like,
long
But you
time
like
ago.
This strong military man, don't you?
Yeah, I like
yeah.
him. I love him.
That's what I'm talking
but he
about.
He does not treat me like you're talking about.
What does he not do? Are you saying he lets you hang in the bar like a slut? No, he does not. Are you saying that he...
Of course not.
Well, that's
of
what I'm saying.
Not.
Okay, then he doesn't let you
but
do
I
that.
But I go out with my girlfriend.
And if he's so good, does he know this?
Oh, Judas Priest, you are just disgusting.
No, wait a second. I am talking about the a way of alluring...
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a South American technique of the
My husband's an American.
No, but you know what
we
I mean by...
We don't do Argentina.
You don't do this. La, 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 la.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Do you like it? He's in the military,
I'm trying,
huh?
Look, I'm trying to have an intelligent conversation
I'm having an
here.
Intelligent conversation with you, but you like the fact that he's in the military, so you like it when he brings his, what you call, anti-aircraft...
I brought that up because it shows that he is not a wussy guy. He's a strong man. He knows his own mind.
All right,
but
that's what
by
I
the
mean.
Same token, I know my mind. We
Are
have
you beautiful?
A partnership.
Let me ask you if I can do the checklist with you, Marcia. Are you beautiful?
Well, that's all relative.
All right,
isn't it?
But are you beautiful? What do you think?
My husband says I am.
Okay. Are you humble?
No, I wouldn't call myself humble.
Are you obedient?
To whom?
Obedient to your man.
No, I wouldn't say that. He doesn't order me around.
All right. Are you a good student?
Well, it's been a long time since I was a student.
Okay. Are you thrifty?
Look, I don't even know where all this is going.
No, I just
this
these are two more questions. Two more. Are you thrifty?
To make.
Are you skillful in the bedroom and the kitchen?
Then that is absolutely none of your
And then
business.
The last question is, are you slim?
Yes, I am slim.
All right. Would
I
any
see,
of the answers
I
to these questions
to see
change?
What slimness
All right,
has
but
to
my
with
question
beauty
is,
or
would any of these
else?
Right? But would any of these answers change if I went blah 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 blah? Blah? Would they?
No,
what are you doing, man?
Fact, you're making me gag.
Well,
with that
that's
noise.
The okay. So she doesn't. It didn't change her mind.
Is it supposed to?
What?
You going blah 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 with the tongue?
No, 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 no. You have to do this.
This.
You
joke.
You have
this
to do it the way they are.
Marsha,
I can tell
heard
you.
Your show before.
Let
is
me
this
tell you.
Real?
You call the 213-251-3189 number.
Not in a million
it would be a part
million,
of. Listen to this.
Air my views.
You know. Thank you, Marcia, very much. Will you stop that?
What?
Quit it with the blah 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 or whatever you're doing. All right.
No, no, no. You have to go. La 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 la.
Well, whatever it is, man, don't do it because it's gagging people. Here is.
It's not gagging me. It's not gagging the men. It's not gagging the women. It's gagging the men. Okay. If I go blue, 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 it may bother you, but it does not bother a woman. I go up to a woman with a beautiful flower, and I have perhaps a cold cocktail, and I sit down next to her. I say, "Hello, my name is Rudy." And I let my tongue loll out for a few seconds. Then I whip it back into my face, like the frog might or the salamander. You see what I mean?
Dude, if that works for you...
It works good.
Well, you know what, man? God bless you, because I ain't about to... I don't care how bad it is for me. I ain't walking into no bar and going, blah, 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 or whatever.
Even if you're wearing a white suit.
A white suit?
With a carnation?
Oh, I see. Get out of here, man. Kathy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Kathy, hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Yes, I need to tell Rudy that you're so disgusting.
Hello, Kathy. You're Latina.
Hello.
Hello.
He's in Argentina.
Ah, my heart be still.
Yeah, right.
Kathy.
You're so disgusting,
You
man.
Know what I mean by this, Kathy, when I say to you.
You're so disgusting. I cannot believe that you are from Argentina.
Okay, this
I
lady,
can't
Kathy.
Believe it.
Kathy, you're Argentinian?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of it? Rudy, do it for it.
She is Argentinian.
Turn the radio down, Kathy. Are you there?
Yes, I'm
okay,
here.
Rudy.
Hey, Kathy, listen to this. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la.
You like that?
To you.
I love you, my love. I love you.
I love you, my love.
Te amo.
I
you make my blood boil.
I hate the men from Argentina. They talk like this.
I love for you the Latin women, especially. They have the beautiful big rear end on them. They walk down the Bayfront Park in Miami. And
okay,
I
bye.
See your beautiful ass. And then I go... Bleh, 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 bleh.
And then you get hit with a frying pan.
Sometimes, yeah. Hello? Oh, she hung up.
Yeah. Okay, man, good luck on that.
By the way, if you want to order my pamphlet, 213-251-3189. And,
yeah, your pamphlet on what women want.
Right. Don't forget to say, Rudy sent you.
Hello? Okay, so he's... let's just say this show today didn't happen, okay? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And before we leave you, just a mention as to the movie viewing habits of our own Melissa Morgan, who works on our show. And, you know, she comes in here on Monday dragging and looking all bummed and depressed. What the hell's wrong with you? I just, you know, things just suck. Why? Well, nothing. I mean, I'm doing everything right. Well, like what? Well, I stayed home this past weekend, and I enjoyed a triple bill, or actually a double bill with Mark. We rented a couple of movies. What'd you watch? Well, we watched Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer, and Looking for Mr. Goodbar. I'm like, God! That's what I call a party! She goes, yeah, it seemed the weekend started great. And then one, get a load of that, and then they watched another time, this is what they rented. Days of Wine and Roses, followed by Looking for Las Vegas. What is it? Leaving Las Vegas. So they go from Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer, and Looking for Mr. Goodbar. That's their big twin bill that night. Then the following night, they follow up with Days of Wine and Roses and Leaving Las Vegas. Those are four of the most uplifting, awe-inspiring. I mean, Mary Poppins ain't got nothing on Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. And Looking for Mr. Goodbar, you know what I like about that movie? What a great ending. You walk out of the theater just... What do you say, honey? We walk alone down a street and go get a drink. You skip out of those movies. I'll tell you, I swear to God, this is going to sound sick. The first thing I wanted after I saw Leaving Las Vegas was a beer. I swear to God, I there was so much booze in that movie. I was like, man, I don't wet my whistle, man. Some of that stuff looks pretty good. I mean, I'm sorry the guy's an alky. Am I right or am I wrong? Look at this. Schaefer watched that movie and drank a six-pack while he was... Remember when he was doing those shots of vodka? He's pouring it. He's doing like four, five, eight shots. Did you really drink a sixer while you're watching Leaving Las Vegas? What are you, mental or something, man? Don't you have any respect? So Mike's there drinking a six-pack. Were you aware of what you were doing while you were doing it? Because that's the kind of thing you're, God, this is a great movie. I really love the acting in this and everything. Hey, honey, could you give me a beer? You're watching Leaving Las Vegas. I don't know. But I just thought, I mean, Leaving Las Vegas and Days of Wine and Roses, you know, you can kind of deal with that because it's about booze and, you know, people who've got problems that you, fortunately, hopefully, you will not have. But Looking for Mr. Goodbar and Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. And then what'd you do after that, Melissa? Did you go out and have yourself a drink alone someplace? She's Looking for Mr. Goodbar was for women what Fatal Attraction was for men, like whatever it was, 13 years later. You know, all the guys were saying, oh, you're really paranoid about Looking for Mr. Goodbar. Huh? What a wuss. So what's the matter with you? Huh? And then Fatal Attraction comes out, and we're all like, I ain't going out there.
Hey, now, I just want to tell this guy, first of all, he needs to learn how to speak Spanish.
I know.
Second of all, he doesn't have an excuse. His parents got brutally come to America, and he's making so much money on this. He has to be proud of it or have a better life. And second, you guys, I mean, the third, or whatever. You know, I'm very pissed with you because you need to learn how to speak Spanish, man.
All right. But Brass, or Luis, what is your response?
First of all, this man doesn't know what it's like to have a Durango, a Dodge Durango, brutally.
Dude, I got a convertible Ford Mustang, and I'm Hispanic, and I have a 4x4 Jeep Grand Cherokee, brand new, dude. And you know what? And I'm proud of it to do everything by myself. And besides that, dude, I speak English, and I speak Spanish, and I speak another language. And you know what? I'm proud of to be Mexican, and I born in Mexico City, and I came from John, and there's no excuses, bro.
Okay, you got fire, right, man. I like you, man.
English, because you're in another country, and you have the right to speak your language.
Okay.
If you want to call yourself Chicano,
okay,
Porto, whatever you want to say, bro.
I'm Chicano. Okay, bro, I like you, man. You got fire, you got desire, you love your people, okay? And you love your community,
dude,
okay?
Dude, listen. When you interrupt people
are brutalizing
you. It won't matter if it's American, Anglo, it won't matter if it's a Filipino, whatever, bro. You need to respect people to be respected.
Okay.
If you don't get that respect, how in the heck do you want everybody to respect you if you don't respect people?
Well, let me ask
and
you this,
besides,
okay?
And besides that, you know what?
Let me ask you a question.
You love how to speak Spanish because you're just staying embarrassed to
hey,
all
man,
the
man, I want to ask you a question,
people
okay?
in this country, man.
You could be my teacher, man. I want to ask you a question now, okay? What am I supposed to do when my parents try to rape me with a Dodge Durango?
Dude! Don't be so foolish and don't try to come up with this brutally, all that kind of stuff. If your parents do that, it's because they love you. It's love, dude. It's not about your language. It's not about what you're doing. And probably because if you're doing good in school, dude, or if you come up out of this. Could you finish high school, Alice?
Did I finish high school?
Are you trying to be one of those, the losers that up there and gang-banging, man?
I'm trying right now to decide if I want to finish high school or just go straight to college.
Dude! As you're 19, right? You should be.
Yeah,
I'm Latino.
Hey, man. All I'm trying to say is, I hope someday my parents don't disrespect me by giving me a car.
Dude, you have more respect to your parents than your parents to you. They can say to you anything. You should be lucky you're living in a country where you have more opportunities than anybody else.
Okay.
And besides that, you know what? You really be proud of Chicano, all the Hispanic and all that. Learn Spanish. And after that,
no
dude,
kidding.
Speaking Spanish to people.
Okay, you got
to
learn
what,
Spanish.
Dude?
Hey, I'll listen to you, brother, but I won't listen to this white man who's the host of the show. He keeps butting in.
I just want to ask you, what does Amigos de Bush celebra un nuevo día mean?
The other dude said it's so simple.
It's so simple.
I don't know what it means because they raped
the friends of Bush. They're celebrating a new day.
Hey, how is it that you didn't get the language raped out of you like I did? I got the language all raped away from me.
I'm gonna give you my opinion on that. They're saying that it's good because Hispanic, they were Latin, they were on the stage and all that kind of stuff. We'll see. They're 4 years ahead.
Bush is good for us.
We'll see.
President Bush is good for us, man, because
he's going to move up there, dude.
No, he's going to be good
for
us, man.
We'll see if
he's
really Bush is
going to
do it for us.
Bush is your father, man.
Bush is bad. But we'll see how many people up there are going to do it.
Like,
and if the people we have up there is going to help the people down there.
Bush is your jefe, man.
Tommy will tell you.
Bush is your jefe, man. You got to love Bush because he used the word fiesta.
Oh, boy.
Dude, it won't matter. Hey, Clinton was speaking Spanish. Al Gore was speaking Spanish. So
hey,
anybody that speaks Spanish, what, is good?
I got brutally moved
to
Mexico,
let's go
man.
See.
I think, isn't Bush a Hispanic name? Isn't Bush a Hispanic name? The name Bush, isn't it Hispanic?
Diamonds are forever.
Phil Henry.
Round my little finger. Unlike men, the diamonds linger.